Lord, well, it's David. It's absolutely brilliant to be with you this evening, and it's just a shame that that we're discussing this issue through a camera lens and on a screen rather than in person. And the last time that I spoke to the foundation, it was with Greg Clark. He was a superb Secretary of State. I thoroughly enjoyed working with him, and I'm looking forward to working with Amanda. I'm really pleased that I'm a speaker alongside Amanda this evening, and of course alongside Richard, hopefully providing a Welsh perspective on the R&D roadmap and what it could mean for research and innovation here in Wales in the context of levelling up. And I'd like to thank everybody who is listening and watching this evening's discussion. I'd like to start though by saying that I'm extremely supportive of any attempt by the UK government to level up. This is something that we as a Welsh government have been talking about for many years, because there are a number of areas from rail infrastructure to R&D where patterns of investment in important areas of the United Kingdom are uneven and unfair. And this isn't a party political point at all. There's been a need to level up for decades. And as Richard's already outlined, many previous governments at Westminster have made positive noises and some effort to try to tackle the UK's regional inequalities. But sadly, nothing has really changed the stark fact that the UK remains the most regionally unbalanced economy in Western Europe, according to figures from the OECD. It's not just that policy hasn't worked, we're going backwards. The Financial Times recently reported that regional inequality in the UK has now returned to the same level that it was at in 1900. And that's why any future attempt by the UK government to level up has to be both meaningful and of sufficient magnitude. Now, the Welsh government's view is that genuine levelling up can't simply mean a sprinkling of new projects decided in London. It's got to be part of a strategic approach to promoting growth in all areas of the UK. It's about deconcentration as well as decentralisation. It can't just be about equality of access either, merely the ability to bid in to new funding sources. It's got to be about outcomes and a genuine attempt to narrow the real-world gap in terms of investment between Wales and the rest of the UK to support increasing economic growth and prosperity. And this requires a degree of positive discrimination to counter the inbuilt advantages of areas that are already strong that Richard's identified this evening. And levelling up has to be something which meaningfully involves devolved governments in the design and governance of its approach. And I think we all agree that these inequalities matter. As the Industrial Strategy Council and recent Nesta reports concluded, they prevent the UK economy from realising its full potential, prevents individuals in many parts of the nation from reaching their full potential as well. And they blight people's life chances. They've created a widespread sense of alienation and frustration, particularly here in Wales, and especially in deindustrialised areas. And I'm afraid to say that if they continue, they may even risk destabilising the Union of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So that's why I welcome the UK government's recognition of the need to help the less prosperous nations and regions of the UK. I'm also encouraged by the move towards a place-based approach to R&D funding. It's something that we've been promoting here in Wales since the publication of our Economic Action Plan in 2018. The future prosperity and stability of the UK depends on all parts of the Union being able to contribute to an innovative and productive economy. And it can't be right, therefore, that over half of UK R&D spending takes place in London and the southeast of England. It can't be right that Wales receives just 2% of UK R&D investment, despite making up 5% of the population. Historically, this has been justified on the grounds that R&D funding is allocated on the basis of excellence or competition. But the regions which dominate R&D spending aren't competing on a level playing field. They've been favored by public policy and geographical bias for decades. And I can give you a practical example. Let's take an example from more than 2 decades ago. There was a debate about the location for the Diamond Light Source, and a strong case was made for it to be located here in Wales in Aberystwyth, where the university had existing expertise and also crucially access to EU Objective 1 funding. Sheffield, another Objective 1 area, was also suggested, so to the northwest of England. I think it was Daresbury in Cheshire, not far from where I live here in Wales. So Diamond could have gone to any of these three regions and made a massive difference in terms of economic growth and making them more attractive as places for further investment. But instead, it ended up near Oxford, a place in no particular need of levelling up at that time or indeed now. And this isn't an isolated case. And I think it would surprise people in other countries. I think they'd consider this somewhat odd, because there are many examples in Europe and in the US of major research facilities being built in regions which needed new sources of employment and growth. I know that I'll be accused of special pleading. You know, Richard's highlighted the challenge that we have here in Wales, but as a place to carry out research and to innovate, Wales has a lot to offer. Independent reports show that Wales punches above its weight scientifically. We produce a greater share of highly cited research than you'd expect. We turn our funding into scientific publications more efficiently than most of the world's other small nations. And we're also doing well in the commercial application of research. The UK Innovation Survey revealed that more Welsh companies are innovation active than their peers in Scotland or Northern Ireland. But what we really need is the scale to compete more fairly on the UK stage. Our research base does not have the size or the scope to deliver to its full potential. While the Welsh government has invested heavily through, for example, the Sir Cymru, the Stars of Wales programme to attract new scientific talent, we've had to secure a large share of our research and innovation funding from EU structural funds, as Richard said. And of course, they're now going to be coming to an end. During the referendum campaign on EU membership, the Leave campaign promised that Wales would not be a penny worse off as a result of Brexit. Now, the UK government must make good on that promise. We want to see a clear commitment to replace structural funds that we are losing on a pound-for-pound basis. Otherwise, R&D in Wales won't be levelled up. It'll be sent, I'm afraid, back to square one. That cannot be allowed to happen. And, of course, the issue of money raises the question of who should decide how it's spent, where it's spent. And the NESTRA report, which Professor Jones has talked about this evening, proposes much more R&D funding should be devolved to the UK's nations, regions and cities. And we agree wholeheartedly with that principle. It's my belief that the Welsh Government is best placed to understand and to quickly respond to opportunities here in Wales, as we did with the creation of the Advanced Manufacturing Research Centre in North East Wales. And as the famous saying has it, Whitehall doesn't always know best. A centralised top-down approach to levelling up R&D is inflexible. It's impractical. It'll prevent experimentation across the nations and regions. And also, it will prevent us exploiting synergies between R&D and other devolved issues, such as economic development, transport, skills and health policies. In fact, R&D investment can only be successful if it's part of a wider policy agenda. And in the case in Wales, it's the Economic Action Plan. Even more importantly, the people of Wales expect their devolved government to have a strong voice in the decisions that affect them. And as our First Minister has said, the UK will only continue to survive if it's a genuine partnership between its peoples and its nations. Respect for devolution is of paramount importance. And so we in Wales will most definitely welcome a greater focus on place in R&D funding. We want to see a more equitable balance across the UK's nations and regions, and we want to develop the capacity to carry out research and innovation at scale, not just for our own benefit, but to make our full contribution to the UK's long-term growth and prosperity, to help keep the UK together as a union. And so we stand ready to be a constructive partner with the UK government, with UKRI, our universities and businesses to help deliver this vitally important agenda. Thanks very much.